304, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Well, we are off to a rather auspicious start. No, stay tuned. I can't wait for the noon news to hit us anytime now. Not to worry about it. We got real stuff that we have got to deal with, and that is for sure. But before we get to everything, and we do have everything in the hopper, I got to tell you that it is Friday. And you have made it, I have made it, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Couple of things happen on Friday. You know this. I wear red, R-E-D. Remember Everyone Deployed. Just a little something started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back to let people know that we have great men and great women serving all over the world. And you wear something a little red just to remember them and show people that you care about them. Once again this week, I hate to dime around, but the laundry fairy here in my house did not deliver a red shirt into rotation. So I am wearing a beautiful red bracelet for my dear friend Emily Morrissey, because Emily is like the queen of bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. So thank goodness Emily comes through for me, even as the laundry fairy does not quite get it done. And, of course, I am wearing my Peppa Pig hat because it is Friday and nothing says Peppa Pig and Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig to remind us that it is Friday. See what I'm saying? Excellent. Dr. Dave Brad is going to be here about a half an hour. We've got terrible economic numbers that are coming out. Oh, goodness gracious, they stink. Now, I know you're unaware of that because the the wonderful, wonderful pseudo reporters are busy propping up Kamala Harris. We actually have a soundbite of the first piece of Kamala Unscripted, and I know you'll be shocked to hear that it is an absolute utter embarrassment. Oh my gosh, is it ugly? Is it nasty? Is it yeah. Let me. Germ, did it even stick to the recorder over there? You know, we used to joke about how it couldn't stick to the tape, and now it's all electronic, but I'm thinking it's so bad it may not even transfer. But Jeremy has it in his hot little hands, and we are going to share it with you just as soon as we can. It's embarrassing. Now, at the same event where Kamala Harris is recorded once again, just doling out massive bowls of word salad, Joe Biden, you might remember him, has been playing the part of the president for the last couple of years. He boarded an empty plane. Now, that video is over at the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And I know that's there because I put it there. And so that way I know, you know, I don't take any chances with that stuff. But that is over there. You'll be able to take a look at that. I'll shoot it out on X as well. If you're not following me on those social media platforms, boy, oh boy, do you need to do that. You should do that ASAP. Follow Jeff Katz Show on X. Follow the Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. All right. John McGuire has won again. Will this be enough, do you think, for crybaby Bob Good to finally go away? Bob Good lost. And then he didn't want anybody to acknowledge that he lost. Then he threatened everybody. Then he, you know, I mean, he's just a nasty, creepy dude. And finally, he's, well, I'm assuming embarrassed yet again that he's lost yet again. John McGuire has won. John McGuire won the first time. Bob Good had difficulty accepting his loss. So he threw everything into a state of tumult, demanded a recount, and still lost. I think it's time to go away, Bob. I really do. I think it's time. Get the boxes, pack up your office, go back to wherever it is you're going to pout for the next 2 years. And I would assume he's going to run against John McGuire in 2 years, because I don't think he actually wants to, you know, try and find a job in the dreaded private sector. But nonetheless, it's over. I think it's absolutely, positively, sort of, kind of over. All right. We have the Kamala word salad. If you are driving, I'm at a point where I think we may have to add these these warnings to Kamala Harris. And if we are to believe what the legacy news media water carriers are trying to get us to believe, Kamala Harris is going to be the next president of the United States, even though she's never actually gotten a single solitary vote in a primary or in a caucus. She was handed the nomination of the Democrat Party. And now we're told we should all just keep our mouths shut and go along with this because, well, Kamala Harris wants to be president and she's gotten everything else that she's wanted in the past. And so we should just allow her to be president. In fact, I mean, if you listen to these same people, we probably don't even need to have an election, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what we're being told. I mean, why bother with an election? They didn't bother with a primary. So why bother with an election? Well, I'll tell you why. Because you are about to hear the innermost thoughts of Kamala Harris. Well, you know what? I'm just going to give you the warning. No, this is it. If you're driving, you may want to pull over. All right? If you are driving, you may want to pull over. If you are sipping some sort of a beverage, particularly a hot beverage, take your sip. In fact, I'm going to join you. Hang on 1 second. All right. Now, put that beverage aside. Deep breath. All right, let her rip there, Germ.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
Yeah.
This is
right.
Just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
Hey, were you supposed to be holding Joe Biden's hand? Because he wandered away. He wandered away onto the empty airplane, and I think it was your turn. I do. I mean, you've been covering up his mental failings now for the last 4 years. But given your state, maybe you weren't even aware of it. Was she, Germ, do you think she was unburdened by what had been while she was saying whatever the heck it was that she was saying there? Unburdened by something and not burdened by, and this is, oh, one more time. Let's hear her tribute to diplomacy.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
It is an incredible day. I feel all a Twitter. Man, I'm getting like nervous goosebumps up and down my back thinking that you could possibly be in control of the United States of America. God help us all. Man, we are so totally Scrooged 8 ways to Sunday if, in fact, she winds up in the Oval Office. Talk about an unmitigated disaster and an existential threat to the survival of this nation. There she is. Will you hear that anywhere else? Of course not. The legacy news media hacks, bottom-feeding slugs, water carriers, bum-kissers, have all closed ranks. They hate Donald Trump so much, and they care so little about this nation, about you, that they are willing participants in covering up the disaster that is Kamala Harris. Oh, we'll be playing the heck out of it, and I would urge you to share it with everybody that you know. I am not entirely sure, just for the record, that President Trump or Senator Vance should be talking about much other than the disaster that is Kamala Harris. Now, far be it for me to tell President Trump what to say or where to say it or how to say it or any of that other stuff, but I get it. Kamala Harris is a person of convenience, right? When it was convenient for her to be positioned as an American of Indian ancestry, of Indian descent, then that was convenient. And now that it is convenient for her to be positioned as a African-American, then that's convenient. And it doesn't matter. She just goes back and forth, and so be it. But you know what? That's not the issue here. I can tell you from the research that I've done, people that I've spoken with, there are people within each of those communities, rather, who are already having those discussions with each other. And they are their conversations to have, as far as I'm concerned. Your conversation, my conversation, is about how bad the economy is. And it just got worse. We just got jobs numbers as a result of Kamalanomics, which have failed this nation to the nth degree. And we've got to talk about that. We've got to talk about how weak we are. We got to talk about this ridiculous deal that was just done with the mastermind of September the 11th. Well, we didn't know anything about it. Baloney! There's nobody that believes that. Of your grubby little fingerprints are all over it, you and Slow-Mo Joe. Of course you did this. The fact that Joe Biden is not running for re-election is one of the reasons that it's happening now as opposed to after the election. But they were going to do it because they have stood with the side of evil. It's just that simple. I'm going to remind you. You got two chances here. You can stand with Israel or you can stand with evil. I'm going to Israel in 16 days. 16 days from now, I am leaving for Israel. And I'm going to see up close and personal exactly what Hamas and Hezbollah and all these other folks that seem to think the world of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have done. The evil that they have unleashed on innocent people. I'll be providing all sorts of insight on that, I promise you. Quick reminder here about our Chronic Care of Richmond. Text line 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That is always available for you. Yep. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It's Friday, man. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Coming up at 333, Dr. Dave Brad is going to be here. Now, usually on Fridays, we've got my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who's found during the week at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. But Stan is out of town today. He's out of town tomorrow. So guess what? He ain't going to be here. I know he's not going to be here. I'm sorry. I'm just mispronouncing things and using bad words. Well, I'm inspired by whoever the traffic lady was telling us about the situation in Henrico. I, like you, have been looking for Henrico. I'm sure it's around here somewhere. 804 says, Jeff, I get that young people tend to be liberal, but you know they're voting for their own Russian-style serfdom this go-round. They may learn the hard way. Yeah, they might. They might. But so many of them are buying into the nonsense. Oh, gosh, wouldn't it be great? We could have the first black woman to serve as president, or we could have the first white woman to serve as president, or we could have the first, and then you just insert whatever the descriptor is there, whatever it is that has positioned you inside of some political identity group. I think it's sad. I really do. One of the ones that's being pushed right now, I know because it's pushed in my direction, people are floating the idea that Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, is going to be the choice for vice president for Kamala Harris. Right? Tuesday, she's appearing in Philadelphia, and it's been announced she will be appearing with her vice presidential choice. Shapiro, who's the governor of Pennsylvania, has also canceled all of his events this weekend. Well, that might be a tip-off. But people are not talking about the terrible job that he's done as governor of Pennsylvania. Heck, the people that like him are not even talking about what they think is the great job he's done. Instead, they're talking about the possibility of a Jewish vice president. Here's what I want. I want competent people serving as president and vice president. That's what I want. And if you are short or tall, male or female, black or white, Latino, Asian, Jew, Gentile, I don't really care. I just wish you were devoted to the country in the way that many of us are. 804 says, Jeff, there is no way that the Democrats and the fake news will ask her any more questions until Inauguration Day. Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of where we're headed, right? You heard that little snippet. Oh, you know what, Germ? I know. We've got time. Let's hear Kamala unscripted again.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
It is an incredible day. You know why? It's Friday. That's why it's an incredible day. All right. You got to take a look at the video because it includes Joe Biden meandering away, wandering away, walking up the steps into a complete and totally empty airplane. And nobody seems to quite understand where he's going or why he's going there. That is Kamala Harris, unburdened by the teleprompter. Kamala unscripted. Lousy economic numbers. We'll get an analysis with Dr. Dave Brad in just a couple of moments. 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. How are those Kamalanomics working for you? Because we saw the jobs numbers today. How would you describe them? Stink, stank, stunk? Something like that, right? They're really bad. And now you got this buzz once again that there could be a recession in the offing. The market is not happy. I mean, I don't know. And then we hear her the first time in 12 days that she's been somewhere where she was unscripted. Now, remember, has not faced the press for 12 days since she was handed the Democrat Party nomination without ever in her entire history winning a single vote in a primary or a caucus for president of the United States. It's amazing to me. And before we get to Dr. Dave Brat, can we just hear one more time, Germ, the Kamala unscripted last night?
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
I tell you what, we're going to need bigger bowls if we get 4 years of word salad like that. But hey, what are you going to do? Dr. Dave Brat joins us on Fridays. He's got a major, major post, of course, out at Liberty University, senior vice president in charge of, I think, other senior vice presidents. It's pretty impressive stuff. But when he joins us, not related to Liberty, not related to anything other than Dave's opinions, Dave's views of the world. It's all based in economics, and I'm always happy when he's here. Dave, thanks for being here.
Happy to be on, Jeff. Kamalanomics rocks.
Yeah, baby. What could possibly go wrong with her in charge?
Can't imagine. Cannot imagine.
All right, a shorter list. What could possibly go right with her in charge?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm so cynical, but I'm equally cynical on half the American people right now, right? I was beat by a moderate Democrat. Mm-hmm. The moderate Democrat is in favor of the border invasion, has never messaged about shutting the border, right? This is the moderate Democrat who beat me, all political views are my own. The moderate Democrat, I said in my debate, would vote 99% with Pelosi. No, I'm a moderate. She voted 99% with Pelosi. And she voted for the $2 trillion deficits we have that are bankrupting your kids, no economy. Republicans cannot compete with that. You cannot compete with free. But that's right. Now $2 trillion deficits are moderate. There's four wars going on in the world right now, 14 hotspots. Haven't heard a word from the moderate Democrats. The Constitution's out of whack. And so I don't say that because, you know, whatever. But yeah. The people in Richmond, they need to pay attention. Now you're going to vote again. You're going to vote for Kamalanomics. I heard her the other day on inflation. And I try to be Christian. I don't do smears and nasties or whatever, too often at least.
Right.
And so Kamala, she could not, for 45 seconds, when she was asked about inflation, she showed she doesn't know what the word means at all. I mean, she said, the price of bread is up. And then when the price of bread is up, food prices are up.
Oh.
And when food prices are up, that's bad. We want bread prices not to be up. And so inflation is when bread prices are up. I mean, it's just, come on, people. There's too much, and then there's too much. If you don't like some eccentricities of a certain candidate, get over them. We had peace and prosperity 5 years ago, and I want that for my kids. Please, any day now, wake up.
Oh, my gosh, Dave. You're saying what the vast majority of us are thinking, but we've been told, number one, anybody who criticizes Kamala Harris, my gosh, you hate women, you don't like black people, you don't like people like this. And you go, no, she's an airhead, apparently, with a very, very minimal grasp of anything. And the times are too dangerous to roll the dice and take this chance.
Yeah, and that, you know, the media bubble, right? It's on the verge of psyops, right? Mm-hmm. The positive reinforcement she's received from the mainstream media.
Yep.
I didn't critique Kamala Harris. I critiqued her definition and understanding of inflation, which was non-existent.
Right.
And this is, we got to get serious as a country again any day now, because it, you know, Iran right now, Israel is in some deep kimchi, as they say.
That's right.
Right? Iran, Hamas is enough of a problem.
Right.
And there's no clean win even with Hamas. Hezbollah is way more.
Mm-hmm.
Iran is waiting in the wings. They're going to respond now. If they go in serious, I don't think they're as, you know, militarized as we may think.
Right.
But Turkey's sitting over there. They're not going to do anything now. But if Israel looks weak in, and Egypt is sitting over there, and then the Saudis are one step away, that block, China, Russia, Iran, is going to go after the Saudis, our friends.
That's right.
Because the U.S. is so messed up right now, right? So, I mean, and Pakistan is weighing in. Pakistan has nukes.
Yep.
And so, I mean, we are really, folks, we are really in serious times, and this did not exist 5 years ago when we had a strong person in there that laid it out and told Putin and Xi Jinping what was going on.
Let me ask you about that, because you used the word strong, and of course, for the last couple of weeks since you suggested it, I've been perusing our Reno and Return of the Strong Gods, and there's that. There's that word strong again.
Yeah.
When somebody like a Vladimir Putin looks at whether it's Barack Obama or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, he sees weakness. And when he looks at Donald Trump, he sees a strong man. Now, somebody said, well, you know, Donald Trump might be crazy. Well, I don't care what it is that the bad guys think. I just know that they kept themselves in check because they were fearful of him. And we apparently now are living in a day and age where if you inspire fear in someone else, even when it is for the right reasons, you're the bad guy.
Yeah, no, well, it's not a feelings fest either. We don't have feelings on the conservative side to our detriment, right? I could be a little more feeling. But we do have this thing called rationality. So Trump isn't strong just because he says so. He ran a New York City real estate media empire for decades prior to politics. You don't do that on a whim, right? So there's a hint. And then if you talk to Putin or Xi Jinping or whoever else, Iraq, Iran, Trump acts. The first day he hears something he doesn't like, he makes a phone call and says, "You do this, I'm going to do this to you tomorrow."
That's right.
I know where I know where your friends live too, or some phrase like that, probably in there.
That's right.
But he means it, and we get peace as a result. I like peace. I like peace. I want to love people and have peace.
Exactly.
I'm a liberal.
There are a lot of us that would like to be in exactly that situation. Dave, tell me what you make of the jobs numbers. They came out and, you know, it seems to me every month something comes out and the books are cooked and then they go back and readjust them this way or that way. But I would have thought that they would have come out with better jobs numbers to sort of boost the Kamala Harris campaign. So what should we read into this?
Well, it's the jobs numbers, I don't pay too much attention because they're so cooked and they go up and down like a yo-yo. But it's tied to the Federal Reserve position. And, you know, at first everyone was pricing in, hey, the Fed's going to cut a hair. And this, you know, this determines our economy, which if you don't understand economics, that it shouldn't be that way, right? Federal Reserve policy of a quarter point on the interest should not determine whether Wall Street freaks out or not. The fact that we're that far off the fundamentals should tell you everything you need to know. But now that quarter point Fed cut is being reinterpreted another way. Uh-oh, really? So the Fed is really going to cut? Maybe that means the economy is not as strong as we've been led to believe. And now today you see the stock market starting to have hiccups. And I think it's going to have some major hiccups coming up. And so that's been tied to my story. For the past 4 years, productivity is down 7 years in a row.
Right.
CBO has productivity falling for the next 30 years. Real economy. Sorry, it doesn't matter what the jobs number. What it means is the U.S. is in decline. And all those BRICS countries, there's 40 of them, are running away from the U.S. dollar now. Slowly. They're not stupid.
Right.
China, slowly. It's not dramatic. The petrodollar. But chip. And they're forming a friendship over there in East Asia, in the Eurasian landmass, and we're alone. And it's going to be a disaster for us because we're alone.
So is there anything that we legitimately can do to stem that that dropping of the dollar? I mean, because it just seems to me... And again, I don't have your knowledge or your insight, but I'm standing on the sideline going, well, wait a minute, guys, shouldn't you be doing something about this? Because it just seems like Harris and Biden and the rest of them are no more than bystanders, and they ought to be actively doing something.
Yeah, well, we have allowed the world to take advantage of us since the end of World War II with the Bretton Woods, liberal world order. We made a deal with it. If you guys join us versus the Russians and the communists, we're going to patrol the world and keep the peace and provide open sea lanes.
Right.
So what we can do and what Donald Trump does is I died laughing because I've never talked about strength. He turned around to the whole stage, all the NATO countries, all the presidents, prime ministers. He turned around to them all and said, you're all the free ride's over. In person, he did this. Right? And that's what you can do. He can also go to the Philippines and Japan and all of our friends and say, hey, guess what, you guys? If I catch you guys trading in Chinese currency, India, if I catch you doing all bets are off, you don't have access to United States capital markets. The next day, you will see very repentant countries behaving themselves. The next day. And that's what you can do. And we're not doing it.
We're not doing it. And... Well, I don't know. I don't know the ultimate reason. Are the Harrises and the Bidens just so dirty up to their eyeballs? Or they really, do you think, really on some level look at what's happening and believe that it's good for this nation?
No. I mean, that's the philosophical difference, right? Trump runs on America first, and then they mock him and they mock Christian nationalism and they make it sound bad. But the American people kind of get it now, right? America should be first before the rest of the world. And so, no, the globalists, that thing is for real.
Yep.
The Bidens and the Harrises and the globalists still believe in that old Bretton Woods system because the billionaires run that system. The American people do not run that system, right? So the global billionaires, they get their way. Our big mega firms, our 10 top corporations, you know, are worth as much as the European stock market combined. So the billionaire class owns the Congress, owns the Senate, owns the White House. The American people are sick of it. And that right there is the ultimate bet, and that's the ultimate vote you're going to cast in November. Do you want America first, or do you want the globalists and the billionaire class promising you all the... Hey, we're going to ramp up spending on everything. Folks, we're $35 trillion in debt. There's not going to be more spending on you. They're lying to you, right?
Yep.
I mean, they're just lying to you.
Yeah. And the problem, and look, you're at Liberty University. You've got an amazing set of students. But they're still young people, and some of the young people, as they're coming up now, particularly those in their collegiate years as we speak, they've grown up with Biden, they've grown up with Obama. Trump is sort of the outlier in their mind, and I think many of them really do believe, oh yeah, the government is supposed to do all this stuff for me, I just, you know, all I'm trading is a vote, it doesn't mean anything, and they're on the road to serfdom.
Yeah, well, they are on, it's terribly sad, they already are, right? Their credit cards are maxed out. They can't buy houses, the energy market is a disaster. Economic growth is slow. And they haven't been educated to know that they've been put in that bind. Yes. And then they certainly haven't been educated of the moral character necessary to turn this thing around. Yeah. Right? The old Max Weber, right? The great sociologist and the Calvinist ethic and the spirit of capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people mock the old Puritans and the old Calvinists, but you know what that old generation did, along with the black church? They sacrificed and had nothing. They had bread so that they could put their kids into school and give them a better life.
That's right.
And for that, we mock those generations.
Yeah.
That's the kind of ethic they had. They loved their neighbor as themselves. They loved their kids and sacrificed for a better day. Instead of letting them do TikTok and consumerist crap and making a feel-good day by day. That ain't cutting it, folks. That ain't cutting it.
Dave, listen, I am always so grateful to you making time for us. You have such valuable lessons, amazing insight, and I'm just hoping against hope that we've got enough people hearing it and then resharing this message that we're going to make a difference and make America great again. I mean, that really is the best. Hey, I want to ask you real fast, the best way for folks to stay in touch, is it still over on Getter?
Yes, I'm so slammed lately. I apologize.
Okay.
But yeah, just Brat Economics on Getter, and there's an email, the Getter, GETTR. My charts, they're still, all the basics are there, but I'm so hammered I haven't been updating stuff like I should. But basically, all the old charts are the same I'd be posting today. Nothing fundamental has changed.
Okay. Well, that's important. I wasn't sure if you're still there, so I'm going to put that link up there. I want people to go there so that when they get the chance to interact with you again next week, they'll have a little primer that perhaps they didn't have this week. Dave, God bless you, my friend. Keep doing this good work, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Yeah, Jeff, all those comments are my own, but now it's all done. Now, I do encourage people, bring your young scholars, visit Liberty.
Yes.
It's a great school. The students there are first rate. I've been there 4 years as dean. I've never heard a nasty student put down to another 4 years. It's stunning.
That is absolutely wonderful. Dave, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
That is Dr. Dave Brat. Now, Dave, as you know, went to Liberty as the dean of the business school. Then he was, I don't know, there was another post. I forget what it was. Now he's the senior vice president. The bottom line is, I think Dave Brat has found a beautiful community that is filled with smart people, smart students, smart professors, people who care. And all of his opinions here are just his. I always need to make that clear. I don't want you to think, oh, he speaks on behalf of Liberty for this. He doesn't. But he's a brilliant guy. And the fact that he's referencing certain things that many of us, myself included, are sitting here going, oh, wait a minute, I gotta make a note on this. How many people heard him talk about Bretton Woods and said, well, wait a minute, what the heck is that? Yeah, write it down. I would say you can Google it, Jerm. You think it's going to show up properly in Google? I don't know. We'll do that during the break, and we'll let you know. It is 3:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Man, oh, man, I'll be tuned in to John to find out the latest on that. I sure hope the numbers are good. I hope we are still very, very much in play. I know that the Kamala Harris coronation, you can't call it a nomination, can you? Because a nomination actually has a process. Might be a good process, might be a bad process, but there's a process. There was no process for her. I mean, there was desperation on the part of the Democrats, and I understand that. They had been successfully covering up, obfuscating the truth about Joe Biden for just about 4 years. And then we all saw it. Now, many of us already knew this. I'm not bragging here, but there were many of us that already knew this. And even the legacy media hacks were appalled by Joe Biden's performance. Now, they were only appalled because the grand poobahs inside the DNC told them they were allowed to be appalled. And then, well, they kicked it into high gear. And for the better part of a month, they kicked old Joe publicly. They threatened old Joe privately. His moron felonious son is due to be sentenced on the gun charge right after the election. Gosh, how convenient is that? He's not going to be sentenced until after the election. See, if he had been sentenced before the election, he might actually have been turned over to the custody of the United States Marshals, who would then take him to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. But since it's not going to happen until after the election, I would be almost willing to bet that there'll be a pardon, there'll be a commutation, he'll be just fine, don't you worry about anything. And Kamala Harris, now being aided and abetted by the legacy news media hacks, keeps rolling and rolling and rolling towards the Oval Office. We got to get it fixed, man. We really do. 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.